Pesco. The only thing she come here to my poster shop and get some poster. It's not your normal poster. It's like, you know, gourmet poster, like, you know, shallots and shit on it.
Simply said, we'll eat for food. It's Ed Cavalier.
We have that. We've got the wicket taking. Taking the finest of 11.
That's right.
How's that, Rich?
Beautiful. Rich. Who is Rich pushing the buttons? Well, it's a man who, well, even the flesh-eating virus describes him as an acquired taste. It's Richard Barnsley.
He's contested the boundaries of the judgment oval off New England.
Yeah, well done, sir. Look at that. I think you're drunk today, Ed. It sounds to me like you're slightly drunk.
I want to try chicken cakes.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I thought I'd branch out today. I always say no.
Right.
And the bloke Andrew and Fong at the cafe, they pushed it on me. I've had one, and I think they've gone heavy on the coriander. It's not sitting pretty.
Guys, good to know. We'll have updates
as well. Any minute.
Continue. How is it going down at the Dick Whittington Tavern in Balaclava in Melbourne, where I understand the Mass Facebook Army, the Mass MySpace Army, the elves from the north, they've all gathered to listen to this final episode. Do we have, is it Simon Heavey?
Simon Heavey.
Simon, are you there?
There you go.
Yes, I have the good sandwiches. Not much else there. Can we hear from the,
sorry. I've got to get this part through the speakers.
Oh, yeah, okay. So we're going to have to ask them to turn their radio down. That's just traditional. How many people down there, Si?
Oh, look, mate, we've got around 100 so far.
100?
Oh, yeah, it's easy.
Wow.
Okay, but are they just there for the pokies, Simon? Do they know that we're on, or...?
Yeah, mate, yeah, the pokies are actually going off at the moment.
We're always glad to promote penguins.
That's it.
Cleopatra's work.
Okay. Well, we'll be crossing down to there as the crowd amasses, but it's just been pointed out to me we haven't had our opening theme. We've never had our opening theme in its entirety. Here they are, the Hive. But I hate to say, I told you so, finally on Triple M. Promising that in our final show we would tie up a few of the loose ends, some of the storylines that haven't been completed. Now, Nikki Hamilton has been pregnant all year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think most of last year as well. It's been going on for a long time.
It was doing so well they extended the run.
Yeah. Triple M was a gestation station. They sent him to that for 3 months.
That's amazing. But it was all time to go off in about 2 weeks from now.
Mm.
Where is she today? Giving birth at this very moment, apparently.
Mm. Can that be right?
What did you get, Cecilia?
Well, I got a phone call from her this morning saying, I think it's happening. I've had contractions at 2 o'clock this morning.
What are the contractual difficulties?
No, I don't think so. There has been a bit of that. But no, I got a message from her just before that says, halfway there, bub coming today.
Right. What does that mean? Selfish. There's nothing about wind up that segment now.
No fingers. No, there's no fingers on there. No.
All right, well, we'll be crossing possibly to the maternity ward.
Not bad. In the years of death, we are in life, mate.
Very nice, Richard.
Is it possible that when she has the baby, will she name it in tribute to?
Get this.
Yes, to who? If it's a boy, would she call it Tony?
Well, Rex.
Is Cecilia suggesting
that cop?
Rex Badcock. If it's a girl,
call her Richard. I'm not sure.
That's a lovely idea.
What would you do? Lovely little girl called Richard.
This is what we do. But day after day, we come in here and we talk crap. And a lot of people suggest we don't take the music seriously.
How dare they?
Hasn't that been a constant bugbear in here, Ian?
It's not true.
It's not true. Listen to this. Company guys going, we've got the sign for Video Rocky. Would there ever be a band? Here in the middle of a line.
Who needs their own station?
Toto. Toto, this. You should. To be tops.
To see you. It took about 40 seconds after you got in the door that we were talking Toto's Africa.
So, yeah, happy with that. Try not to mention that band again. It will go off. Yeah, you get one free one and then suddenly you play it.
Don't be such a fat, but just recently I found out that Nickelback is a Canadian band. I like your pants around me. So here with, you know, a war country or Nickelback.
Got in the wall.
Yeah, the wall.
The Stray Cats. So he hasn't really been allowed to come on our program, but we discovered earlier in the week his contract runs out today. It ran out 3 hours ago. Here he is! A bit of a flatback, that's quite acceptable. Thank God you've lost your job, Sean.
Well, it's, I tried last year, but it's had like an extension. But no, we finished at 9 o'clock today, and I received a nice gift, and it was a beautiful send-off, and I was accompanied down to the car park by security, and I'm serious, and to hand over my car.
Oh, is that right?
Sure, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, which is traditional. It's just traditional.
Yeah. But you've got very sticky fingers, Sean, the car.
I had with my plan. I knew that I was going to pop in on the weekend and change the playlist to just be exclusively Oompa music.
It's about time.
So that's my plan. Didn't come to fruition. You can have it if you want.
Okay. Well, that's great. But you talk about your final show. So you wound up this morning. What was your big finale? How did you go out?
Well, we actually had a party the night before, so everyone was extraordinarily tired.
Oh, that's
the
way.
2 hours sleep. It was a series of three dots before we ended. Because I think that's more mysterious than actually going. I mean, you've got a lot of preparation. The show would be a big show.
There's some finale work. It's still being built. It's the old Wallace and Gromit. The train lines are being laid down right now before we get to them.
But you rang Neil Mitchell.
Oh, you rang Neil Mitchell.
Did he have a crack?
Did he? This is AM Talkback Radio Hothead in Melbourne.
Yeah.
You know. Well, we rang him and we had a chat to him.
So, yes.
What was he on? Well,
he on the ground, yes.
Today, sure.
Yeah. And he had a go at you, was there? I don't know about Sean McCullough. What do you think?
Give us a call. He played the 3AW theme tune to us.
That's great. See, that's good. So, you've got another station theme playing on your station.
Yeah.
And you should have called this station. Remember that? The Hall of Mirrors idea.
Yeah.
Oh, we were going to get every radio station on at once. See, these
what happened to that?
There's no enthusiasm for our
here. I don't speak about that.
Sure. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for asking me on. And it is, it's a wonderful show to be on.
Well, thanks, Sean.
I hope I make the podcast, you know.
Oh, you'll make the podcast.
Well, it's a pretty exclusive list these days.
I figure today you're playing all old stuff. So, you know, if you're going to... You can't put old stuff
that's
on the podcast.
True. Well, we can because with music rights, it's kind of been clear. But you're technically correct. You might end up on the podcast.
Very good.
I'd just like to point out, of course, that one of your employees is here, Sean. Richard Marsden writes for your show, Newstopia.
Oh, hello, Richard. We've never met.
It's lovely to touch base.
Hello, yes.
I hope you don't mind, but I have taken much of the credit for the success of Newstopia.
That's fine.
On your behalf.
Have you written anything?
No, I don't believe...
There is stuff arriving. I haven't opened it and read it yet.
It's mostly pictures, though, isn't it,
Sean?
Yeah. Just a Richard in his house by himself.
Yeah, just sort of rude drawings.
Yeah.
With his trousers down.
Well, I've got all the windings. Is that okay?
Yeah. It's the funniest of all Bob's.
It is.
Sean, and of course, we worked together years ago on an ill-fated show, which was tentatively titled Mouse Patrol, which was being made at the ABC.
Well, it could have been any number of shows you could have mentioned there. But yes, Mouse Patrol didn't even get off the ground, did it?
Now, what happened there? What went wrong? It was yourself and Gary McCaffrey and Michael Ward, who comes on the show, and me, and it was comedy sketches at Go-Go. Where did we go wrong?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I remember being told by management that it was looking too much like what Chaser ended up looking like.
Oh, really?
Remember, I reported that to you, and I said, so we changed it completely. We made it like a Swedish television format.
Yeah, that idea helped.
And then they said, no, it still looks too much like what they're doing.
Right, because we've been rifling the Mouse Patrol sketch files for material for this show, and it's been going quite well. I have to say, that's quite well with the Triple M audiences. This was a song written, in fact, for episode one of Mouse Patrol. You got there?
Slim Shady.
Slim Shady Senior. I mean, basically the idea was that Eminem has been stealing all of his ideas from an act back in the 30s.
I'm with you.
And I think probably I don't need to say that.
No.
Let's just get straight to it.
And now performing for the guest is the colony's one of the world's most controversial gentlemen crooners. Would you please surrender it for the musical stylings of Slim Shady Senior?
Get your hands up in the air, motherfuckers everywhere. I can hear this nigga here, Slim Shady. Out of Detroit, yes indeed. Busting trips and smoking weed. Letting bitches share my seed. Slim Shady is my name. Last night I booked on crystal meth and stayed up rather late. Wondering which actual sister I should impregnate. Ladies, wave your pantyhose. Sing the chorus as it goes. Join it, homies. Crack the code. Slim Shady, that's my name. I live on the bridge, I see my dreaming in the sky. And there I had to let her know she was just feeling rough. Those motherfuckers, how they'd mock, punked and bullied on my block. Now they're sucking on my Glock, slim shaded inside me. I murder a rhyme, one line at a time. You've never heard of mine, that's a vote of the time. On the back of Curly Temple, I'm doing the line, slim shaded inside me. Those slim shaded, toe to one, dissing, rhyming, smoking blunt. What a bunch of f***ing slim shaded, that's my name. Thank you very much. So get your hands up in the air, motherfuckers everywhere, cause he's the yellow singer here, Slim Shady Senior, that's his name.
So we found one of yours. I think we're shooting it this week.
Oh, really? Which one is that?
Not one where, not the sketch called Dog Knotted, I hope.
No. But something about prostitutes. You know, all your stuff is blue.
We work blue on this show. Now, Sean, a good friend of yourself and mine, I mentioned him earlier, is one of this nation's finest comedy writers, Gary McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been trying to get him to come in on the show for 2 years. He's a bit of a recluse. He wouldn't even come in today to just record one line. I said, could you just come in and just say one line so that you've been on the show? What is his problem, do you think?
Well, he's, we can know what he's like. He's a recluse. He doesn't like crowds. You know, he works in a very large room. Richard, if you came in once in a while to write, yeah, you'd see Gary McCaffrey. He works in there pretty much by himself.
Right, okay. The univolver.
The bubble.
Okay. Well, I did, in fact, call him up and ask him if he would come in and appear on the show, and this was his response.
Right. God,
he thought they got the chair. There you go. Now, in fact, he left a message on my machine that contained that note. Do you want to play that message? Let's do it.
One old message.
Hi, guy time. I've got a couple of options for you. There are little things you can put on. I think you said you wanted me to say no, so I'll give you one of the best no's. No. Okay, here's another option. I just want to say, after deciding to drop Get This, it's no wonder they whisper the station name on the promos. I'd be embarrassed too. Good luck with it. Speak to you soon.
Bye. Oh, no need for that. So why didn't you put him on the radio?
Okay, look, Triple M is constantly under attack, I will say that. And has there been a more fiercely fought battle, Ed, than the one we had with our rival broadcast?
Yeah, I know.
Our sister station? Yeah. Remember that?
It's at one of the rival radio stations, Patterson Lakes Primary School. They've got their own radio station. It's got a 3 kilometre radio.
And we want that 3 kilometres. I'm a loyal. Don't miss the show.
We didn't have a radio station. We had an incinerator.
Really?
We have one of those.
So this is exciting.
But so what do these guys do? What's on the
other? Well, they've got an FM license. They bid $55 million for it.
That right? I think it was a tech store.
And it's a 24-hour broadcast, Victoria, Patterson Lakes, and we've got them to send in some examples.
All right.
This is just a bit of a sampling of a typical day's programming on PLPS-FM.
Hey guys, you're listening to PLPS School of Rock FM at Patterson Lakes Primary School on 104.7. On site, I'll be your host in the next 25 minutes. This is the first time I've been duty. Always remember to do your duty. Now, I'm going to have a physical sport. In hockey, the score was 11-3, Patterson Lakes favour. We're going to go over to funny but fake news. Breaking news today, there's been a fire at PLPS. It has today brutally taken 9 lives of a cat, 7 children. The parents are jumping for joy. And they would each like to personally thank Mr. C for starting it and me for giving him the idea. We'll go straight to the school news. This week, Red House is on duty, so please remember to do your bits.
I've got Shannon here with me, who plays Ant in this year's production. Did you want to be Ant, or did you want to be someone else?
I wanted to be B when I picked up the script, but then I thought,
Yeah, Bee's a good character, but Ladybird and Ant would also be nice in case, like, Bee's a two-people part because I wanted to be on all three nights.
Friday the 16th of June is the last day of Term 2, which finishes at 2:30 p.m. And now we have just the last-minute jokes. Chris's first one. If crocodile skins make good shoes, what the banana skins make good shoes? Everyone who participated in these four teams and Red House is on duty this week, so please remember to do your bins.
Red House. Can Red House get their act together and do their bins?
He was being fed those jokes by a whisperer.
There was something in his history going.
We heard worse in this program.
I'm getting to it, yeah.
You know what? It's one thing that unites every radio station, no matter where you are.
Now, we have to end this, and here's Wise Man by James Bond.
But that is fantastic stuff. And I wish we'd had one of those kind of stations when I was
a kid.
But they need some sizzle. We've got to give them some sizzle.
Yeah.
So what I did is I pencil me. Promos, and we got a bit of their programming and fed it into the computer, and here's what we've come up with.
Has the personalities.
I'm Troy.
Hey guys, I'm Alzena.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Here we have Chris and Ben.
I'm your host, Stewie, and I'm going to hand it over to my co-host, Shannon.
Love by Ashley Sims Lift by
he's
got super sounds. Now we have a reel for us. Thank you, crime. Now it's time for What's in the Box.
What's in the box? What's in the box today?
Now we've got the coin and coin list to put on for the MCG.
Well, thanks, Troy.
Yesterday, a low of 7 and a high of 15.
Hot prizes.
A fundraising coupon for $10 and food. I wanted to be B when I picked up the script.
Madison Lake Primary School, PLBSM.
One child rushed to school without a helmet. Should every child be banned?
Only enough for B.
Mr. C, our grade 6 teacher.
Good morning, Siri. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good.
Now we have the student of the week award from last week.
And cold hard cash.
Now walking around with a grass fundraiser so far we have friends
repetition, more variety, no waste of, no wiggles, just hot features.
Now, I'm going to hand it over to Shannon, who's going to read the three little pigs, Twisted.
And top shelf comedy.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Interrupting sound.
Interrupting.
Madison Lakes Primary School, BLBSFM, Red House. Don't forget your bed.
That's all we have time for today. And we're leaving you with Goodbye, My Lover by James Blunt.
Of course you are. Hello to everyone.
Yes, it's great.
Listen, the kids sound terrific. They're doing comedy sketches.
Are they?
Do you want to hear one of their
sketches? Here's a bit of one of their sketches.
Now it's time for my interview with a new star out there, Mr. Mark Toyota. Actually, it's pronounced Mark Toyota. Okay. Mark, I hear some sound like Shannon Knowles. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Well, what is your new album called?
Called Sandwiches.
Can you sing some words from it?
Sure. All about sandwiches. Fantasy. I love my sandwich, but you just eat more sandwiches than you can. So listen, can you please give back all my sandwiches?
Now, I hear you have a new album out. Is that true?
Yes, it is, Gaffer.
It's called Big Black Sandwich. Can you sing some words from that one?
Sure. I got a sandwich. I got a big black sandwich. Maybe tonight we can go for a bite.
Well done, Shannon.
Oh, no.
You know, we've been giving them a bit of promotion this morning.
Yeah, we've been helping them out.
Program director not very happy with us.
Oh, what?
He's come in and said, look, you shouldn't really be giving our rivals, you know, promotion.
You've got to go them.
Okay. You've got to start running some attack promo.
I'm willing to do that.
That 3 kilometre broadcast radius, it's got to be out.
That's what I've been saying.
Triple M wants that 3K.
So I'm willing to say that person makes primary has had it too good for too long.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's go on. Patterson Lakes Primary School, PLBSFM, make some pretty big promises.
James Blunt, I don't know. We watched a video called We Killed the Sand. Then we had to write a sexual description on grasslands or desert for
bacteria.
What animal is the king of the jungle? A tiger. Correct.
In whose book, Patterson Lake, is this other so-called radio station calls a sizzling hot prize?
Just one? Nothing. What? I thought if you got it right, you would win money or a prize. Didn't I tell you? If you want, you will win nothing.
Ripped off. Triple M, you never know what we'll play next. But here's what the other mob call entertainment.
I do netball in,
Well, we choose it, Emily. Patterson Lakes Primary School, PLBSFM. We're giving you $50. Okay, we'll play the bloody round here. Triple M, more of this.
Please remember to do your bins, Red House.
I think we've sorted them out.
You're getting something through on the email, eh?
Yes.
No, it seems to be
a more as to who's the king of the jungle.
Some kind of audio file from Patterson Lakes Primary School.
Let's fire it up. Fire it up, Mr. Marsman.
Let's put it straight to air.
Triple M playing. We never know what they'll play next. Well, we've got a pretty good idea what it'll be.
On radio.
Secret Sam.
Real for us.
Fake for you.
Crime.
What's in a box?
You know the week or
the footy.
Necklace with an S on it.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, how good is this?
Well, who gave them a gun?
guys, there's the voice of reason in this.
This is, it's tearing you guys apart.
Roy?
Wave the white flag. Do your bins.
Look,
Red House?
Hey, Patterson Lakes. You may have won this round, but it's not over yet. Yeah, well, I don't know. They're still
going.
An hour and 25 minutes to sort this thing out. Sean McAuliffe is with us. He's just left his own radio program on.
Hello.
The network. Did you ever get into any sort of trouble on here, Sean, with the things you weren't allowed to talk about? Or?
Well, it wasn't about talking. I remember once we used to have a thing called gross requests.
Oh, yeah.
And we would give the audience the option of actually hearing something or not hearing something.
Oh, okay.
One day it was the meaty version of Sex Pistols, Anarchy in the UK. You know that one. We played with a piano accordion. Anyway, we got a lot of calls saying, I don't want to hear that one. I want to hear the original one. And I happen to have the original, you know, Sex Pistols in a canoe cap, but a live version.
Oh, live.
It was very muddy. It was a really muddy way.
Very good.
Really muddy. And we played that at 7:30.
Oh, how did that go?
Well, we played the whole thing. And and then we were called into the office.
No,
and
no.
It was suggested that people... I said I didn't know this, that they'd done research, but, you know, all radio stations around the world have done research and know that Sex Pistols people turn off.
Yeah, it doesn't test well.
Yeah. So that was the end of that segment.
Too early for any.
So I don't think any time I got in trouble. And I thought that was reasonable. I thought that was probably reasonable that I should be reprimanded for that. You would be reprimanded for that. Richard, you would. Ed, you would too. And I think that would be fair enough.
Yeah. Well, you see, we don't tend to get into trouble for playing the Sex Pistols. That's not happened. We tend to get into trouble for playing too much Rex Hunt.
Well,
you heard that quote just in the segment there.
Oh, no. What's happened? Then we may be in some trouble. Well, what if we'll start with Chilara, which is our normal, the place where he sends us in these long rants of Rex's. You know
where he gets them from.
You know, when Rex wants to inspire the kiddies, Sean, he'll do 12 minutes in his program trying to inspire the kids to get off their ass and stop rolling fat cigarettes and the like.
And you can't criticise him for that.
Which is a chronic problem. But Santos just sent me through, via Rex, a tribute that Rex has actually done for you, Tony.
Rexy here. Now, let's not beat around the proverbial bush. Today is a sad day in Australian entertainment history. However, in saying that, I would like to say something else. And that something else is this. I would like to take this opportunity, granted, if you will, as they say alone, carpe diem, seize the carp, to recognise, pay homage, and indeed, honour a man that's done more for radio than any other man, with the possible exception of its inventor, Guglielmo Marconi. The man of who I speak is a mere mortal, but in the eyes of the people that listen to him with their ears, he is more than a mere mortal, indeed a god. A god like Adonis, risen like a phoenix from the ashes of something that burnt down in ancient times long ago. Perhaps Raphaelite, maybe even pre-Raphaelite. This gargantuan colossus of radio is, of course, none other than me, Rex Hunt. But there is another man in the same field of endeavour who today we should tip our collective hat to, Tony Martin. That long-legged larrikin of the airwaves, that sweetie customer from the long white cloud, New Zealand. Tony was born and spoiled in the curtain offices of Auckland, eating and selling radio ads, and through guts and determination, made his mark on Australian radio. I remember when he visited South Australia. Rundle Street in Adelaide will never be the same with the calls of all the plums echoing down that mighty boulevard. A man came up to Tony, said, I love your show, gave him a business card. The address was the Port Lincoln. This is Dizzy stuff, folks. 100 years from now, I hope that a father and son will write a mighty good sketch in Port Phillip Bay, and maybe, just maybe, I'll remember the skinny kid from East Tiamutu who dared to stand up to the scallops in the fuzz industry who thought their standover tactics would work again. They didn't. So well done, son. And I hope you look back on your long, distinguished career with great satisfaction and say these words. The listeners are happy. They've got no money. I got my rocks off. How good is this? And to Richard Marsland, I can only say, stop trying to steal my wife's undercrackers off the clotheslines. You've been warned. I'm Rex Hunt.
He insisted. I said no. He said yes.
No,
he said yes. And we went on like that for hours.
It's great to see Ferrick get a mention at the end there. That's beautiful. That's great. Thank you very much for securing that clip. And I'll be obviously sending a fruit basket round to Rex Hunt at the end of the program. Sean, did you have anyone sort of come on and serenade you on your final show? Like we've obviously had Rex. Did you have...
I think Tripod came on.
Scott Edgar, one of our... Flight nerds. Is he? I think he's in the building at the moment.
Yeah,
we may drag him in here at some point.
But no one else.
No one else at all.
It doesn't get better than that.
Really?
Okay, well, Sex Pistols didn't
for a live anarchy in the UK.
I think Stephen Cummings came.
Gymnasium. That's my favourite.
They do the Medibank jingle. I feel better now. I'm so much better now. Better than forever. We're together now.
Is that him?
That's him.
Really?
That's him.
I didn't know that.
But I just realised that Sean looks a lot like Stephen Cummings.
Something with me.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're doing the lookalikes, are we?
Yeah.
We got time for double lookalikes on today's show.
I'll give you a good one.
Very obscure. Matt Tilley plus Craig Eagle equals Ricky Ponting.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
Game we like to play on this show. Sean, we'd like to thank you for coming in on our final ever episode. What a treat.
What about you and John Lennon?
Me and John Lennon.
That's good.
Really?
Yeah.
But you need another one, Sean. You need another, like, a...
Yeah, it's got to be two. So who do we make? So you're saying me and John Lennon equals...
Oh,
it's trickier than it looks.
In fact, I always think John Lennon and John Turturro, Barton Fink, equals Tony Martin.
Yeah.
With the touch of James Valentine and Warwick Fairbanks.
I've so much to learn.
Sure.
Thank you. No, it's been a pleasure. And I thank you for asking me. Very nice of you.
And this for me. Well, here's some dog treats for you.
Yeah.
Here's a copy of Photos Africa. Signed by absolutely no one. Everyone gets one of those.
All right. A fake round of applause. Congratulations, we don't take the music seriously on this program. Listen to this.
This week on Triple M, Behind the Rock, Bob.
Sorry, Calvert, and I was the auto-cue operator at the Top of the Pops on the night that Simple Minds did the song for the Breakfast Club, Dumb Tune Graphics, talking about this the very first time, and God Almighty Crocker, what basically happened was that done with the whole thing was not normally prepared. I think the song had only been written that afternoon, down at half five, by mistake. I think somebody was knocking it up for the end credits of the Dog News film. Everyone thought that, she would do it for the music, but I think they've done 755 end credit songs in a 12-month period, and somehow Mines got it, and there we all were, at the OCP. And I've got everything else about. And it wasn't a one there for Jim Kerr, who, left it up, the board job, but it was, crouching, playing it so far. He didn't like crouching. I think he spent about 3.5 minutes of crouching, but the audience, I think, were eventually wrong to him. And,
the Australian is popped around to actually unchain him. First time ever. if you can hear this, Matt, you should be around the studio any second now. Make your way around if you could. In the meantime, we've got to salute our long-time sponsors, the Nissan Navara.
Yes, beautifully.
It is an amazing vehicle. And let's just for one final time, fire it up if you could, Rick.
Here we turn around,
Triple M DJ, which will remain nameless. Yes. But we went on a date, and he was wearing this rope belt.
A rope belt?
Yeah. A rope belt. And then he played the air drums on the way in the car. The lads and the lights are playing. I don't know, but it was very ordinary, and that was it.
Marley's got a touch of a rope belt about him.
Emails at random. You're a lottery winner and erectile dysfunction is a thing of the past.
I think the baby bonus thing sucks. I don't have kids and I don't want to pay for other people to have kids.
Absolutely right. None of these people watch, hey Dave?
I'll help them practice if they like.
Come on, Dave.
But nobody's flying the fork.
They're single, weird,
right? We can do those.
It's the new election battles. We're happy to have.
Hold my. See if you can hear it. Hang on.
Feel it. Here we go.
Now you must have heard something there.
I think we did. Now, what is it? The sound of a credit card being run up and down the side of a parachute tracksuit.
It's my horse staying around me in a circle on the sand arena, and there's an underlying sound you may not have heard, but it is his testicles flapping on the inside of his thighs.
Oh, God. Not well,
I think he got a bit of stage fright and they retracted, unfortunately.
I used to travel on the old blue trains. One morning I had a little kid next to me looking pretty grey in the face, and I said, are you all right? And he said, I think I'm going to spew. We pulled the window down, just pulling the camera out of the stage, and he let it go. He gave about 20 to 30 people a big spray.
I don't think people realise how much work goes into each podcast. How many edits in each 40-minute podcast would you need? 500? 1,000?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Do I stumble that much?
Yeah. Depending on how many breaks Kathleen's got in there.
Oh, my God!
Right. Ben, let's play some of Matt's Hour from Gimpy.
Hey!
Are there still tapes of the Hour of Dow?
I believe they are on Twitter.
We
asked everything to Beta, and unfortunately we don't have a player.
That is the sound of my wife in the background, who's very amused by this. The tapes.
Really? Oh, sorry, Matt, I know you know a thing or two about audio production. Can you get a bit more mic, please?
Yeah, oh, sorry, mate, sorry.
I've been waiting for that all year.
Oh, big from last week.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Yes. Now, I should just point out that Mandy D builds all of the elements that we play on the show, but the real producer of the live broadcast is Nikki Hamilton. Have we had an update, Cecilia? Has she given birth yet? If you've just joined us, she's giving birth during our final show.
For the show.
Hang on, I'll just check my phone, although if she is sending us messages while she's giving birth, I'm a bit worried about
it. Well, that's fine.
Okay, no, I've still got the one that says halfway there, bub coming today, but, you know, I reckon she's probably 3/4 of the way there now.
Really?
All right. Fingers crossed.
That'd be away.
Yes, your baby broker's on air every day.
No, give this a Triple M. Manny, thank you once again for your work.
Oh, man.
And, you know, the thing is, not only do you have to prepare slick, you know, sketches for the program, you have to be prepared in case something goes wrong. Breakdown announcements are a speciality of yours. We're going to try and trigger one. Now, how should we go about doing that?
Give me a crack.
Yeah, heavily again.
Yeah.
Because who do we need in here to help us put things to bed? We know who it is. It's Greg Fleet!
On four.
Have we got her on the line there? Are you there, Nikki Hamilton, producer of Triple M? Get this.
I am.
This isn't some scam. This isn't like where, you know, George Burns died and then they sort of pretended it was 49 days later. So
no,
this is really happened during our final show.
I have genuinely given birth, and in fact, it was 20 minutes to 2 and the doctor was joking, oh, we'll still get you in there for the show.
Oh,
I have a baby crying there.
Order a sound effect, something, Rich. Do you know what it is?
It's a little boy. Congratulations, how are you feeling?
Just good, because I did it all without any drugs.
Oh,
really?
But Greg Fleet popped down there, I don't know.
Congratulations, you're amazing.
No worries.
Do you reckon you'll be in here by 4 o'clock? Is that a possibility?
Can you bring the placenta for B, the dog?
Oh.
Looking for a little bit of afternoon sustenance.
That's all right. She's just eating some headphones at the moment, so she's fine. Next, Nikki, well done.
No worries.
This is it, Bob.
Thank you very much for having me on my last day, your last day.
Yeah.
Hooray for everybody.
We must thank the fantastic support we had from your show, Brisbane Cage, and indeed from all the breakfast shows around the network, the Shebang in Sydney, Marty and Fifi, huge support of us, and of course the Cage in Melbourne, which wound up yesterday. Thanks, everybody. Now, in honour of the newly arrived, I can't say the name of that child, I'm sorry.
Greg Tump Pavement Salad Round Hamilton.
There you go.
Is it right?
host. Here's another Greg Fleet. Really a changing dream.
What have you got now, Greg?
What have you got this week, Fleety?
Well, I'm reaching into my bag of injuries and I'll pull that fracture pelvis.
How did you achieve that?
Well, it basically comes from being old and trying to do stuff that young people do.
No, you're great dancing.
No, I'm just musical dancing.
My pelvis just went.
Well,
halfway through Rihanna's Umbrella, by the third AAA, my pelvis went.
My pelvis went.
See, our producer, Nikki, has, if you've just tuned in, has just given birth shortly before the program began, giving birth to a smaller person.
Like a small human.
A small human being. No sign of a fractured pelvis there.
What's he farting about? Look what's happened.
Well, you know what happened? I tried reverse birthing.
I heard that the whole thing about giving birth and how it was done. I went, oh, that sounds a bit dodgy. And I thought, I'm going to see if this is possible. So I go, mate, who did you get?
I don't remember getting a call, is all I'm saying.
Oh, that's because someone said to me, ooh, don't ring each other about reverse birthing. It needs a bit, ooh, a bit touchy. It was actually the shank. And it was all pretty good, but the belt buckle.
Wow.
The belt buckle got torn.
Pelvis
fractured.
All right, well, thank you for
it. But, you know, I would not miss coming in. And actually, this might sound untrue. If you see me walking around St Kilda, you'll know I'm actually telling the truth. I'm the limpy old.
The limpy old Greg. Thank you for dragging your fractured pelvis in here today, because we need to go out probably with a bit of your home style chronic.
Well,
you can bust out something later in the show.
Maybe, if you offer up any kind of medical, if you can put me onto a decent doctor that's not going to charge me.
I've got a smacko.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
It's medicinal.
Sounds like something from my town.
Yes, and maybe there's a guy who can sell you sausages out the back of the
But you know, we've got a lot of people listening
in various venues around the country for our final show, and a lot of them are calling up and saying, guys, it's sounding too slick, too many fancy switches. What about some of that shambolic gear you're famous for?
Is that why you got me?
No, that's why we queued up Donkey Kong. Alright, if you have got some falafel,
it's a tuna. It's a homemade tuna salad today, and a chicken sandwich.
It's starting to spread across the entire desk here.
Delicious.
And underneath all that, I can see yellowing bits of paper. Newspaper articles going back to, well, the bicentennial, from what I can see.
You've got a choice, Tony. Let's have a bit of choose your own adventure. You can either have Donkey Courtroom, or you can have breaking into the lucrative Chinese market, or you can have Letters of the Week.
So all the things you've been promising at the top of the show for the last 5 weeks.
Yes.
I like the sound of Donkey Courtroom, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Well, all right.
Except we don't have a donkey, so okay.
So donkey, / horse. So now listen to the best. So I'm going to point at you, Richard, when we use the stuff. Okay, everyone, now just suspend your disbelief now. So here's a story. Buddy the Donkey appears as witness in a dispute between two neighbours in Dallas.
Right.
The first witness called in a lawsuit in Dallas is a donkey called Buddy. However,
A witness
in a
Is he giving testimony?
He
is a hoof on the Bible. Oh, we're sorry. Preempting.
Yes. Okay. So now we're going to cross live.
Are we?
We're going to cross live to the courtroom where Buddy the Donkey is on the stand. Yes.
Yep.
We're all good. Not yet.
Not yet.
Disbelief suspended.
Interest is
Buddy, thank you, I'm a lawyer, Buddy the Donkey. On the night of the 10th of April, were you in your stable? One stamp for yes, two for no. Yes. Were you of sound mind? Did a man approach you? My knuckles hurt. Did you know him? In your statement, you say he approached you and kissed you on the neck and nose. Is that right? And is that man in court today? Let it be known that Buddy waved his nose at Richard Marsland. Yes, Richard. It's a lie. It's a flaming lie.
Play the court.
It's a lie. Outrageous.
Would that have made sense at home? Because I'm completely confused. I'm completely confused.
Why not
the background noise? Did you get some courtroom air, boss?
Tony, you're up with Matt all day recording your smashing glass and worrying about half syllables. I don't have time to get in there. I have to do these things live.
I see what you're trying to do there.
I think that worked.
Yeah. That was a boarded up theatre of the mind. That was.
I know what you're saying.
The fear restaurant of the mind.
You wanted something like this.
The lie in the flame of the
lie. Go back and drop that into what unfolded.
Steve Fleet is with us on our final ever episode, and certainly one of the issues that's captivated our audience, at least over the last 12 months, is how does Richard Marsland, our panel operator, live his life? Any leads? Are we going to find out?
I've known him long as
yes, that's true.
In the world.
Have you been to his house ever?
No, and weirdly enough, he has actually slept in my house.
No.
Oh. I gave him a weekend away at Greg Fleet's apartment. when I came back to, I went back to Melbourne, and he had a weekend in Chateau de Fleet.
Okay. So I had this horrible nightmare, almost last night, that perhaps you guys were going to roll up with a portable microphone, knock on my door at 8 o'clock in the morning and say, okay, we're doing an investigation. We're going to find out how you live your life. Let's walk through each room, talk us through each one.
Well, that didn't happen, but Ed Cavalier seems remarkably calm. We're going to have a treat later in the show.
Yeah, we got him.
You know, we've had a lot of ideas about Richard and have been the listeners. Now, this montage doesn't concern Richard. Oh, look, he's losing interest.
Very casual.
We've got a few more of our wonderful callers on Talkback Mountain.
Time the line. Climb up Talkback Mountain.
Toaster. You can lay the toaster down if you're worried about dripping the oil in the bottom of the toaster.
What else can you cook in a toaster?
I can do chops.
Chops? How many times do you have to put a chop in there? Eight?
You've got to stand there for about half an hour, but you end up with a result.
A result?
Body dumped out in space with no pants on, a T-shirt that's got Remember Me, and then I'll just come around every 76 years like Ellie Thomas.
Is that the moon?
No, that's Richard's space joke.
We moved over to Ireland for a little while, and we met this guy who said we could live with him for free. And the rule was, we were not allowed to buy shampoo or anything. You could steal it from work, but it was fabric softener. So I had awful dandruff.
Here has never been bouncier. Fantastic.
Busy stuff.
Believe Alan Jones' secret identity is John Laws.
What are you basing that on?
They can't appear in the room together. Clark Kent.
It's a very good disguise. Quite a range of voices this place is capable of. Laws is down here, and then he ducks into a phone box and... Find a degree from John Michael Housen, I think you'll find.
A number of years ago, my wife and I went and saw a little art house play that starred Dave Phelps in the bus.
Yeah.
There was a bit of directional pointing from Phelpsy. The six gay men in the front row wouldn't stop laughing.
This guy, gentlemen, that's the exit over there. Where I'm pointing now.
I invented the automatic toilet feeder putter apparatus.
You've called it the putter upper up.
Yeah.
No, I can't think of any other way to put it up.
Correct.
My daughter is 7 years old and over 132 centimetres tall.
Wow.
We're in the local supermarket. She's about 5 years old. Mm. And she's to this little old lady. You know what? You should eat your vegetables and then you might grow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, oh, please, I hope no dwarves walk in. You would not credit it. A dwarf walked in the supermarket. And to my daughter, I pointed to her. I said, shut your mouth. Do not speak.
Just your daughter coming up the dwarf with a carrot.
Oh, my
house, so I got up and pulled the old PJs on and ran downstairs and was having a bit of a look and getting some weird looks from everyone. And looked down and had the morning glory sticking out of the slit of the PJs.
It's just alleviating the carnage.
It looked like I was excited about the car crash.
I borrowed my sister's passport and came over to Australia on a 4-day holiday when I was 17. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot older and a lot shorter than me. Oh, God, I was so nervous going through customs.
Mandy, why do you need to see your own passport?
I met a guy who was touring with a band.
Oh, yeah.
In New Zealand.
Can you say which band it was?
It was when Devo went through New Zealand.
Oh, Devo! Did you wake up in the morning with one of those red hats jauntily tilted on the corner of the bed?
Oh, no, it wasn't one of the guys in the band. It was one of the guys that was working for the band. He was a lot more attractive than the actual band.
I've seen Richard Wilkins pull ass over into a polystyrene box of fruit. He was walking backwards on his mobile phone and tripped into said box of fruit. But the box of fruit was empty, and when he stood up, still attached to his butt.
Not too bad.
Parmesan. That was the great answer. The question, here we go. Are we ready, Phil?
Yep.
Here we go. What is the ARIA Award winning Goodyear? What is the real
ARIA winning Goodyear?
No, no. The guy who won an ARIA the other night, Goodyear, what is his real name?
The guy that won the ARIA the other night was his real name.
Yes.
Was it Silverchair?
People keep asking me what I'm doing this year. Philip and I are doing a non-stop radio program 24 hours a day, forever.
Well, you think you got it wrong.
You want to get that bloke Silverchair on. He'll be a great contributor.
The other guy that was great, you guys, he's known as the pizza shop guy.
Who's he?
Brad Spatchford.
Yeah, Brad.
Yeah, had him at the start of the show.
He was still trying to get past security at that point.
I was actually just getting out of the ambulance.
It's our final episode, Greg Fleet. So many people think, what about the Get This Army, the Save Get This Crew from various websites on the. I must just mention Sarah Young, Chris Tompkins, Paul First, and I hope that's how you pronounce your name, Paul. Simon Heavy, of course, Karen Summers, and Gary Shaw. So many other names we can't even say on here. Let's cross to the Melbourne celebration, which I think is happening live at the Dick Wit. Who have we got there?
Simon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, guys. Can you hear?
Yeah. That's what I said. It's a celebration, certainly. Have there been any unruly incidents at this stage?
None. Just people fighting over the Turkish grip sandwiches.
Anyone been stabbed off anything?
No. There's a crispy fried turkey with umami plum sauce.
And don't forget to pop out to the Dick Liquor later. That's the liquor shop out the front. I'm not joking.
It really is called that.
Thank you, Simon. Let's find out now what's happening at the Sydney Rally. What's been the highlight so far up there?
What's been the highlight, guys?
Beer
is the winner.
What was that?
Apparently, Richard had a camel toe. I'm not sure what's going on. I think I might have a couple of weekend listeners here with us.
Tell me, would they be interested in hearing a bit of Warwick Kappa, do you think?
I think everyone would be up for Warwick Kappa. Okay,
let's find out what Richard got up to earlier this year.
The tapes were lying around, and what I did is
I edited some of the comments that he says during the session and indeed for the finalists out of context.
And then what have you done?
And then I've just called some celebrities at random. Okay, first off, I called respected journalist, broadcaster, and newsman, also a huge fan guy, who loved a book, Roy Castle.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Warwick Kepa.
Warwick Kepa.
Hi.
It's Darren Inch.
All right, that's good stuff.
What are you calling me for?
At which point I hung up. I was young, I was nervous, I was new in the industry. I didn't want to make any enemies. So next up, TV legend, Douglas Brown, Gold Legend, Mr. John Ryan.
Harry, take it easy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't come to the phone right now.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. The thing will turn off in a minute.
You all have a nice day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, this is Warwick Kepa.
From where?
Remember me?
Yeah, sure.
I was the biggest thing in the footy field.
Well, that's what they say.
All right, that's good stuff.
What can I do for you?
I hung up again.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Warwick Kepa.
Warwick, how are you, mate?
Remember me?
I do.
Sorry, when you can talk quick. Remember.
What?
Hey, this is Warwick Kepa.
I do. Hi, how are you?
Just reminiscing about the 80s.
All right. So where are you? What are you doing?
It's funny, I get no remember.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, this is Warwick Kepa.
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
Remember me?
How are you?
I was the biggest thing in the footy field.
You are well remembered, but mostly for the shorts.
You happy with that? All right, that's good stuff.
Can you tell me, like, why I'm getting a call?
No, we can't.
Vicky, just hang on half a second, will you? Just one sec.
It is Warwick Kepa.
Warwick. What are you up to, buddy?
Remember me?
Yes, I do.
It's hard when you can talk with. Remember. It's funny you had that. Remember.
I remember.
Yeah?
What are you up to?
Just reminiscing about the 80s.
Where are you at the moment?
I was the biggest thing on the footy field.
You certainly were.
Gee, thanks a lot.
The swans, the helicopters, and the women.
Right.
In which order?
How's that? Is that good enough?
That's pretty good, mate.
All right, that's good stuff.
Warwick,
okay,
where are you at the moment? Where are you?
Okay, I'll catch up with you again.
No worries at all,
mate.
All the best.
Hi. Remember me?
George the Deacon, what's been said? How about a living legend, Mark from Frank, and Steve Conrad,
Hello? Hello?
Hi. This is Warwick Kepa.
Warwick Kepa? How are you going, Warwick? Stones right here.
Just been missing out the others.
Oh, okay.
You know, my long blonde locks.
Right, yeah.
Oh, it's the biggest thing on the footy field.
Right.
Remember me?
Yeah.
Happy with that?
Yeah. So what's this about?
Gee, thanks a lot.
So what's going on?
How's that?
Sorry?
Is that good enough?
Sorry?
Happy with that?
Yeah.
All right, that's good stuff.
Hello?
Oh, it's the biggest thing on the footy field.
Yeah.
I was wearing tight shorts, I was flying around in pink helicopters, and a bright pair of newcomers called Bros had the world at their feet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Warwick Kepa.
Yeah, hello, Warwick. This is James Rain. What can I do for you?
Getting behind Warwick Kepa. He was the biggest thing of the 80s. He was massive. A bright pair of newcomers called Bros had the world at their feet.
There's no one here that. He didn't want to play. He reckons this isn't good enough to go to air.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
This is when he called Jeff Fenning.
I think this is worth playing. Check this out.
Yeah,
Hi.
What's that? Hello?
Hi, this is Warwick Kappa.
Hi, Warwick Kappa.
Remember me?
I remember you. You're the guy that wears those tight shorts. The guy that
looks like a remember.
That's it. What's happening?
Sorry, when you talk quick. Remember.
Hello?
Just reminiscing about the 80s.
I remember you. The guy that wore the tight shorts that looked like a
remember me?
I remember.
Gee, the guy, thanks a lot.
The guy that was there in that magazine getting up his missus.
Gee, thanks right, a lot.
Is that the right guy?
Gee, thanks a lot. You know, my long gone nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, the biggest thing in the football field. Okay, what do you hear?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Happy with that?
No worries.
How's that?
Good.
Good enough?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah.
Hello?
Happy with that?
Who is this?
How's that?
Well, how's what?
Good enough?
Who's this?
Hi, this is Warwick Kappa.
Hi.
Remember me?
Yeah.
Okay, mate. Okay, I'll catch up again. You know, my long blonde locks. Okay, what did I hit it?
Hello.
All right, that's good stuff.
Beautiful work, Richie. You can back live now on the final episode of the Business Office for the Doing Express Standing. This is my dog, Ed Stoller, my favorite. She's fine.
Yes. Sweet.
She's fine to the program director. Then he's coming in and going, get out earlier. Get out earlier. Sweet.
Did you hear that? Did anyone hear that?
That doesn't count. Oh, just laughing at me.
Yes,
she is. Well, these places are
and she's now leaving.
The missus just has to point. She's just pointing at the dog's going off. Look, this is a live program. I know what you're thinking, listeners. Greg Fleet doesn't take music seriously.
Exactly.
Ed Hamley knows nothing about
music. Music wears funny pants.
Richard Martin. The only thing musical about him are the endless parade of pavement t-shirts.
That's true, I have no idea.
We're going to prove everyone wrong next.
Oh, on
next.
Yes.
You know, this is I'm a Sexual Area.
You know, let's go to Get This, the final round of Get This here on Triple M around the nation. Even Adelaide getting the full show today. What a treat.
Oh,
the full show.
Greg is here.
Chris Fleet is here. He's preparing a bit of a crank for the end of the program.
Oh, a special Adelaide version crank. But I think that's so. Off of other beats.
Oh, yeah.
See what he's done there. Well, we worked together in Adelaide right here.
Adelaide crank. The sound of the veal garden coming your way. I should point out, forget this podcast. Keep coming thick and fast, even while the show is being axed.
Wow, it's been. Sounds like someone confessing to something as the act is running out of their neck.
That's right, it is. A very long confession.
Oh, I stole a tinkle.
I don't even know where we're up to.
157.
157 went up last night. I will be back here next. I don't have a barking space, but I will be back here next week.
You don't have a barking space, but you have got a Labrador.
No barking space. You don't say a thing to me today.
Oh, I'm happy. It's a very silent mouthful of sausages.
Yeah, lots of little pops, little smelly pops, though.
Yeah, well, that's all part of the fun of our final show. Mr. Methane offering the Labrador in. Now, music. Let's talk music just for a moment, because nobody does talk more about music on the network than us. And our band of the year has been Root, a fine new Australian band. The album of the year is Root, supposed he was out of the question. Just to prove that this isn't a made-up band, why don't you get down to Melbourne, hop down to the Esplanade front bar.
To prove it's not a made-up band, spend a few $1,000.
As soon as we say something, people think it's made up.
No, it's a real band.
It's a great band. And
when can we see
them? The 7th of December in the SB front bar. It's free.
Mm.
Free fun. Mm. That's what we're about. Free. And just to prove
how supersonic fun.
It certainly is. You want some supersonic fun, do you, Mr. Fleet?
Mm-hmm.
What about a lengthy montage of some of our fine musical moments?
Just too supersonic.
Here it gets this.
No!
Here we go. I want it. I want it. I want it really, really, really want it.
It's a big container sausage. Bananas.
How good is this? Happy people.
Favourite drink a nation on the brink. There's just time to sink one before you have to break through the ground by a bunch of naughty kids.
Everybody do, everybody do, do you? Everybody do, everybody do, do you?
Thank you. And on the top, and a photograph of you, sitting in the blue. Nothing comes easy. Everybody up to life.
Let me tell you, it's burning. When it comes to etiquette, the time it gives you ain't discerned. It's the concerning. Yes, I'd like me to concern it. So don't miss the fresh of your color, you're traumatized.
Yeah, yeah, I'm feeling something
this
here.
This is more like what we're after.
I think the kids are gonna love this.
We got to be Nick Kershaw, living off the synth and not the land. Yeah, let's all move to town and start a synthesizer band.
Watch me. You can take my life. Watch me. Nice crackle.
And the wheels are still turning, the traffic lights are burning, so we'd be like to party. Get on and move your body. The mega bus is coming in here, it's what we like to
do. Bring me to leave you alone, but don't me.
Piss off next. It is time to sign off here at the Get This Shit. We'd like to end the program with a bit of crunk. Greg Fleet, he's not here most days.
Hang on. I'm here today.
Yeah, so what have you got for us, Greg?
Just improv some crunk.
Okay. Got some beats there.
It's the end of an era. Bloody mirror. Think about the future when the end is growing nearer. It's made of awful music, so I offer up Camus. And ask myself the question, what would Sartre do? Sometimes we dress up. It was the way to go. The only guys dumbing up. Just as for radio. Hashtag. We watch the town tag. A loser thinks you know the story. I'm wearing jumper patterns. This ain't fake punk. He ain't no punk. You say you want some hip hop. We bring the double cross, bring the drums, add the drum, find a beat, spread it, who be through? Oh, now it's over, we're only just starting. The Cavalier, the Armitage, the Tony, the Martin, the Duncan Tell will make another show that will talk you by the blister. And if this proves to be untrue, I'm not our show. Blister!
The radio that makes the other shows invalid, and the only show with a man who eats 3 tons of salad.
Accurate crunk, what a treat. So many people to thank. Obviously, all of our wonderful co-hosts. If you want to know who they are, check out the podcast. They're up there till December 31st. So many people at the Triple M's around the network. We've got to thank anyone pretty much who works under the Triple M flag.
Thank you all.
I'd particularly like to thank Peter Harvey and Sue Winter, Lisa. Thank you.
just because when I started with you, I'd just been fired by
very network.
Very network. And so thanks for showing so much faith in me. Sincerely, it's every day is inspiring and challenging. It's hilarious. And it's been an honor. I've wanted to work with you for half my life, so this really is a big honor.
He has been stalking me for a long time.
Beautiful. So it's all
very true, Tone.
Yeah. Well, Tone, people ask me the story of getting this.
Oh, yeah.
This is the main thing that I hear.
Sure.
And, so now I'm going to skip into the archives. And the story of Gethys as I saw it.
Okay. Just
push those there.
Get out of the way, rats.
I don't need you anymore. One day the phone rang. It was Tony asking me if I wanted to do a radio show with him. I asked him what it would be like. And he said it would be...
nothing. I'm downright boring.
He said, fantastic. Tony came over to my place.
There's junk everywhere. And the streets are disgusting.
And over lunch of... and we agreed and get this started on air. The pay was terrific.
Thousands of Viagra tablets, the male sex stimulant, and other so-called lifestyle drugs, slimming pills and steroids.
But most of all, I got to work with the best radio talent from here to...
Bolivia, is it? Bolivia.
People always say don't meet your heroes because they're just normally...
a bastard. And drinking a bullshit of cocaine.
Not to show with you, Tony Martin. I get to work with someone every day I looked up to for so long. In an environment of generosity, encouragement, and fistfuls of... So thanks, Tony, and to a lesser extent, Richard, for the chance of a lifetime to work on a show that can only be described as...
nasty and downright boring.
He's a genius, Matt Dow. I say cricket Dow.
Thank you for keeping the filth at bay and the junior pots and pans on the boil. Cecilia is still available to call us on 1-800-HOME-ALONE. Richard Martin, well, what can I say that hasn't already been licentiously appended to your own Wikipedia page or Exhibit A, as I understand they call it, down at Lotion Squad headquarters? No matter what the occasion, always the right sound grab. For example,
lucky he was drinking.
He will be. I'll be joining you for a Farmers Union later this evening.
Yeah.
That's if you're not head down on that replica of Matthew McConaughey. Finally, Ed Cavalier. 2 years and still no evidence of these panelling skills you've mentioned in this. But certainly the biggest laughs I've ever had on radio. Seriously, to my ears, the Get This podcast is just 40 minutes of me giggling like a loon at your endless parade of broken promises, butchered karaoke standards, ill-rehearsed segments, elaborate theories about smorgasbord, indiscreet bombshells about surely soon to be ex-housemates, criminal accounts of video clerk behaviour. Friends, this is Nicole Kidman. Not to mention your lascivious delight in Britney's tumble into gutter-bound hotness, constant assertions that you are someone called Richard and not someone called Milby, your fathomless ragtag fleet of relatives, tales of girlfriends just a bit too keen on their own dad, enough wrap soups and manjo to fuel that bloke you're always going on about who has to be craned from his house and fed with a bit of sandwich on a stick without any apparent sense of irony, and of course the many, many things you've left downstairs in the office. It's the main reason I come in every day, and I'll see you at the bar, although I have promised your mum you'll be home by 10, as I understand you're moving to a new family. Tattooed on his arm. A fitting tribute.
He had it done yesterday, but he didn't.
as they take photos, and here endeth the sizzle.
Now, by the way, the book I'm talking about, the most technically unreliable studio in the network, on all this.
Did he become a cannibal just because it rhymed with Hannibal?
Yeah, he was.
The rhyming scheme that appealed to him?
Yeah, if his name was Jeff, he would have been a kleptomaniac.
A kleptomaniac?
Funny at all.